So right now, I'm taking pasture biomass samples out of a quadrant, which I've scanned with a pasture sensor, to create a calibration that'll go into a smart farm application to allow us to develop a system that'll allow farmers to measure their pastures, how much pasture biomass they've got in the paddock.
So this seems like a fairly long, slow process of hand mowing the lawn here, effectively.
Yeah, you're right. It's a particularly painful process to go through to get that information about how much pasture is in your paddock. Not many producers are particularly interested in sitting out all day with a scalpel like I've got, cutting grass out of a quadrant.
So why are you doing it then?
Basically, knowing how much grass you've got available is a critical bit of information if you're trying to manage your stocking rates to increase productivity. So there's a whole heap of management decisions based around how much feed have I got in the paddock in terms of putting, you know, things like pregnant ewes into a paddock, or maintaining a minimum amount of residual feed so that you can encourage pasture growth rates.
So you're using a sensor, a unit here that's got a scanner attached to your phone. What does it do?
Yeah, so what we've got is a very simple biomass sensor that's been developed in the cropping industry, and what we're doing is measuring how much reflected light there is coming off the grass, and that relates to how much green biomass is there. And then we're actually creating a calibration using these cuts that I'm taking, and that's stored in the smartphone. And ultimately what it means is that the farmer, grazier, will be able to go out, scan a part of the paddock with the sensor and take that data, put it into the smartphone, and it will tell him how many kilograms of green dry biomass there are in that particular paddock.
What are the applications beyond purely relating livestock back to grass?
Yeah, so there are some additional applications. So once we get this system fully operational, we hope to have some mapping capabilities in it, which will mean it'll allow producers to map up paddocks in terms of variation in pasture across a paddock, and we've certainly got some really interesting potential applications of that data in terms of refining fertiliser management decisions. Where does the fertiliser go in the paddock? Which is the areas need it? Which areas don't need it?
Just looking at the quadrant here that you've cut the grass from, so it's an improved pasture. Can the machine actually pick up on the different grasses and therefore the different carrying capacity of that pasture?
Yeah, well, that's exactly the question we're trying to work out at the moment in the research project. So we've got a project being funded by MLA, Meat and Livestock Australia, and the CRC for Spatial Information, trying to understand how does the sensor interact with different pasture species, and different pasture types, different seasonal conditions, and understand how much information, additional information, does the farmer need to put into the smartphone application to allow it to interpret the sensor to give us the correct data.
How much interest has there been in this technology?
Yeah, look, quite a bit. Certainly for producers trying to manage at the upper end of production efficiency, so those really driving stocking rates, making some critical stocking rate decisions, just having that information about what pasture is out there is critical. And there's quite a lot of producers now moving towards that level of production. So those guys are desperately keen to have something like this.
And how accessible is the technology? This is a fairly small, lightweight, easy to use, it seems, bit of equipment. Is that particularly available, or is it still really only at the research university level?
Yeah, it's interesting. So when we first started in this sort of research many years ago, that particular little handheld device, the sensor was actually worth something around about $6,000. It's now come down to $600. Still a reasonable amount of money, but paired up with a little cheap smartphone, that's about all that you're going to outlay. The sensor's certainly available at the moment because it's been developed by the cropping industry, but we're still working on evaluating how it's going to perform in pastures. So if it all stacks up, then in a couple of years' time, we're hoping to be able to put out a package that'll be available to producers across Australia.
What are the main questions farmers are asking you? You've had a crowd of about 70-odd people here. What are they wanting to focus on?
Oh, at the end of the day, it's how accurate is it? Is it going to be able to perform in my pastures and deliver the information that I particularly want?
And do you think it can?
Yes, certainly in some pasture situations we're finding it it's tremendously accurate, does a great job. In other pasture situations, particularly some of the areas down through Victoria, we're still having some challenges trying to get the system to work. So still exploring some different options to make it more accurate.